Oh, yo, 1 minute. Lock in. Stop with all dummies. The bullshit. Stop with all the bullshit.
He got dummies.
Look, y'all don't even know he recording. Look at
y'all. The values on headphones. Look at them.
Look at y'all. Yo, lock in. All right.
What's up, everybody? How you feeling today? We go. As y'all can see, season two, man. Episode two, we back, man. You know, we gonna come back better than season one, man. You know, we got a lot of things planned out. We had situated a lot of stuff, but hey, we here, man. You feel me? Thanos couldn't snap us, so we just gonna be winging it today, man. We'll see. How y'all feeling today, y'all? How the guys? How the family?
I feel amazing.
That's good. I can speak for everyone to say that we all hot in this damn weather right now.
That ass, bro. That's the weakest shit, bro.
But I hate the fucking heat. I hate it.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's about to catch one earlier. And yesterday, too, right? Yeah, he ran the people up over, bro. That heat make mild.
I wasn't gonna beat him up, angry boy.
That heat make a mild manner, nigga. Straight into Lex Luthor, bro. I was like, damn, bro. Like, you was gonna kill him, bro.
Yeah.
He only said something to you.
Oh,
my
God. Every summer, when people change and try turning into demons.
No, I changed too, though, bro. Every summer, this shit ass. I want it until I realize. I want the summer to be back until I realize I do the same shit that I do in the winter.
That shit come with too much heat.
Way too much heat.
Dead ass. A petition to.
We're gonna start a new thing, man. The word of the day, okay? So the word of the day is dirt. So let me put it in a sentence. Deja is dirt.
Honestly, dirt is actually like the word of like the quarter, bro. That word has been dancing in our group something crazy. So
that's our season two word.
Dirt. It is, yo. So when y'all start saying people online say that shit, just know that shit started here, bro.
You know, all one. Just like when we started hotel as hotel, grandma house as grandma house, home. Mm-hmm. That was us. Mm-hmm. We started that.
That was fast.
That's us.
We're going to talk about rebirth right now.
Yeah, like, we shouldn't have had to explain it. They know. They know what grandma house is.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to think that we really did start that shit. Wasn't nobody saying that shit, bro.
I swear to God, after that, we got off and then got back on that shit.
That was back when niggas used to say, West.
That's when niggas called with their regular names and great tower.
One day we all used to have our directional compass on, and then one day we just all turned it off.
Word.
You still got this one?
You start landmarking shit, bro.
Oh, he a
yo,
bot.
You start landmarking shit.
Deja bot.
Don't say Wes to me. I'm going to be like, Wes what? All
right. I'm going to get back to
this. Yeah, I used to do that because I used to play a lot of PUBG.
I did that Fortnite.
That was it, though.
Bro, no, you know you can disconnect your Croc, and you can like put like a Croc sleeve over it.
Yeah. You can disconnect your Croc.
Right. Hold on now.
You could take this shit off, and you could put like a designer sleeve over it.
So look. So if I snap my shit right now, we gonna fight.
Let me ask you one question, bro. Have y'all ever really had to like put your Crocs in sport mode for something? Like, let me be specific. Something ever happened and you stopped what you're doing? Slap. What was it, bro?
My dog ran away. A polo ran away. I had to slap my shit to sports mode so fast, bro.
Wait a minute. I gotta put some more words in that sentence, okay? You said you slapped your shit in sport mode. we gotta be safe out here, bro.
Slap my shit in sport mode and got the moving. You heard?
They clipped them 5 seconds and it'd be a wreck.
I only put my shit in sport mode when I get in water.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a universal bar. That's a universal bar. Nobody don't even know that.
Wait, I can't wear Crocs, bro.
Wow.
Wait, why you got Crocs in water? I don't think I...
Whoa, huh? First of all, they float. And they waterproof. Like, win-win.
Oh, they like water shoes. That's tough, bro. Yeah. I never thought of it like that.
They originally water shoes, bro. Fishermen used to put them shoes on.
And then niggas just start wearing them bitches on land.
Somebody walked on land was like, bro, these bitches hit.
And then I was gonna say. I thought
I thought so too, because they had them first for real.
Yeah,
they were the first motherfuckers on land that happened.
This like my first year was. They had the one where it's like the clothes hold, no holes, and no
bitches are circling doctors' offices and shit.
It was solid. Like,
you gotta get these Crocs, bruh.
Crocs really came a long way though.
Y'all niggas ever wore scrubs before?
Never.
No.
Yeah.
I ain't never been a nurse. So comfortable. Like
yeah, when they I used to work in the hospital, I had to.
They look like dickies, bro.
But them bitches so comfortable, bro. They are very comfortable.
I wear the hospital socks. Yeah, sir.
So niggas ever wore dickies with the double knee?
No.
So you can put knee pads? So you can put the pads in there?
Nah, but it got like the extra layer of fabric over the knee part. So,
yeah,
bro, them bitches is made out of sheet metal, bro. I had this one pair for like 7 years, bro. I could still cut a nigga throw with the edge, bro.
Nah, y'all wore the dickies with the calf pockets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I did.
You can buy them shits anywhere, boy. Painting them shits.
That's where you hide a Swiss Army knife.
Mm-hmm.
That shit coming out the blue.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I was on my ratchet shit back then. A lighter and a half a mile fit perfectly in that pocket. don't tag me.
What? This came in handy on everything.
Got a half a mile, bro.
What? What you say?
I said you always got a half a mile.
Half a mile.
The half mile menace.
That's great.
That's fast. Yeah. Yo, why do niggas even smoke mouths, bro?
I don't know, bro. It's not good for me.
Technically, mouths are cigars. Technically,
mouth is here to kill us.
So why? But they're not smoking cigars. Like, niggas inhale mouths.
Yeah, like with their lungs, like.
Yeah. Like, it is supposed to be a cigar, but that shit do not function like a cigar at all.
Charles, you gotta speak up, gang.
The government don't care, bro. They pushing this stuff to kill us.
All right, so wait, what you know?
About black people.
Everybody put nipple hats.
Honestly, because I thought about it. Why do niggas like mouths so much? Like, they was just here one day, and then they never left.
Because liquor, bro. Mouths and liquor.
Like, you blaming it on liquor?
It's like a peanut butter and jelly.
I shot of some dark in a mouth.
It's like some ice and water.
Like y'all saying, it's supposed to be a cigar type shit, but what you do with cigars, you usually drink it when you smoke cigars. Unless you just smoking a cigar, because like, you know people just smoke cigars, but they like that, like they peanut butter and jelly for real.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you supposed to just take a shot of the head.
You know about liquor in the black community, so that's kind of
I was about to say that, like, yo, like why do we drink Henny, bro? Why are we so loyal to Henny, bro? It's not delicious, bro.
That shit hurt.
I'm sorry.
Anything not possible, my buddy.
It's not delicious, bro. You don't know why. Controversial steak. We drink it because our ancestors drunk it, bro. We just keeping it real for the niggas who came before us. This shit is not good, bro. A lot of better shit out there, bro. Like, And it's not cheap either, like.
At all. You pay 64 for a pint.
Shit, different.
Damn, bro.
What the fuck just happened? Like,
somebody got $64 for a pint?
Yo.
Damn.
It's rich niggas activity right there.
Rich niggas activity is crazy.
Now, I ain't gonna lie. Zoom in is crazy.
Yo, my eyes look low. I just gotta make sure I'm alive, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
My boy in the shadow realm, chill, bro.
This nigga Rel got the reality stone and shit. Yeah, that one stone lighting up the whole.
Y'all was gonna change it? I can change it, bro.
Niggas got meepies.
Not for real, because mouths, bro, I'm just nasty, bro. One day I realized, I'm like, yo, why am I hitting this shit, bro?
Would you rather, like, walk past somebody smoking a cigarette or walk past somebody smoking a black amount?
A black amount. Easily.
So,
cigarette smell. That's not fair. It's just picking the lesser of two evils.
You're right.
It's like, yo, would you rather be shoot you to death or stab you to death? It's like,
cigarette smell, crazy.
Why is that such a bad question, bro?
That shit taking them out. That shit taking Taz out. Oh man. I ain't gonna lie, I got this shot of I got this nip of Henny. I think I'm about to do that.
Get away from the Henny, bro.
We talking bad about Henny. He was like,
"No, we're not talking bad about it all day. We're just saying like, yo, y'all not low, bro. It's something in the Henny that got niggas keep coming back, bro.
It's like Coca-Cola.
It's all warming the body up. That shot's all warming that body up.
It's the Jack Daniels Coca-Cola.
They handed
Jack Daniels Coca-Cola.
Free mix.
Nah, Taz is different.
That shit hit.
You know Jack my shit. I stick with this any day.
Yeah, but Jack is not really good either, bro. Like, I don't know.
Honey Jack is death.
Honey Jack is good. I can't.
Yeah. That shit death. No, that shit death, bro. That shit, if you don't care about what happens really that night,
that like, shit bro. Smooth, bro.
I don't know why. That shit good as shit.
Nah, if you want to forget about a whole night, you drink that.
Yo, dude, what do y'all niggas drinking?
How much is you drinking, my bud?
Oh, wow. Yeah,
right. Trying, but...
Man, that shit really look like honey.
Listen over there.
That's that golden ill. Tito's is
horrible. Nah, Tito's, forget about that.
That shit's sewer water. That shit's sewer water.
That's crazy.
That's his snake piss.
That's crazy.
All
right,
nigga just making up shit.
Nah, keep snakes out of this, bro. Yo, do any of y'all niggas drink beer?
Yes.
I mean, I
can't get around the taste of beer. I'm sorry. It's just too right.
You got to know what kind of beer to get. Right. You're picking the wrong kind, my boy.
Put me on.
So what kind of beer do you get? You got to try light. Try any kind of light beer.
Diet beer. Sounds soft as hell.
Right.
I mean, that's a start off. That's a start off. If you want to move to something hard, then you go to the regular Modelo's, the Bud Lights, the Budweiser's, the Miller Lights.
That is some alcohol. The Miller Prime. Just drink Corona.
Now, y'all got to try a Miller, though. That shit.
Listen, Corona is starting to wear me thin, okay? That shit ain't getting no better, bro. I keep giving it chances.
You're thinking about it too much.
That shit tastes like.
That shit's starting to taste like
somebody poured that shit over the bed of a truck. Then into the bottle. Bro.
Nah, they caught it with the bottle.
Like, oh, right, that's how they ran that shit through a transmission real quick and then put that shit in the bottom.
They let that shit run off mud flaps and then quit it in the bottle.
Bro, that's how all beer tastes to me.
Modelo is better though. I don't know why. I
think but what does Modelo taste like?
That shit just tastes like a high grain of diesel fuel, bro. That's all.
You can put a few chunks with it.
Diesel fuel and sugar. That's crazy, bro.
They use that in F1.
For real. The better the beer, the higher you want to taste like better fuel.
Formula One.
Have y'all ever felt like y'all was like about to be addicted to beer?
Never.
Nah, I never liked beer too.
Nah.
Okay, look, right. How do white niggas get addicted to beer?
I don't know.
It's part of the party life,
bro. That's why beer is really targeted to them, and we get hippie and all of that. We get the parts of, you know, beer don't really. Beer will get you, it'll make you feel something.
You need
but,
like a minimum of 12 of them shits to get bodied, bro.
But they easier to get. You saying you can get a case of beers for damn near the same
$10
cheaper than a bottle.
Yeah, but like I bet if you could get a little pint or something not expensive for like, bro, it's a bottle of this dark right here for $12. That's about the same you're gonna pay for a case of beers. This gonna get you more body than 12 beers, bro.
You probably really? Right.
Bro, this is like the bottle. It's like 7 shots in there, bro. Yeah. Tell me what y'all think will get y'all more cooked. 7 shots or a case of beers?
I think 2 shots. The
percentage is higher than that, too. So, you know.
Wait, how many beers? Shots?
12 beers or 7 shots?
No, 12 beers will do you.
That's more than 7 shots?
No, I don't see 7 shots?
Wait, 7 shots of what?
7 shots of what? Like
alcohol.
Nah, 7 shots.
What kind?
It don't matter. It could be your favorite kind. 4 shots of Tito. 4 shots of Henny. 4 shots of anything with 40% or more alcohol volume.
Yeah,
it's
all right, like, there we go. More than 40%.
Liquor.
See, but you said 7. You said seven.
I mean,
shots.
I feel like even 30%.
That should have had your ass hurting.
7 shots of put a nigga up, bro.
Nah, 7 shots of Henny definitely. Yeah, that should have you worried.
7 shots of Henny and had you ready to base spiraling.
Yo,
no coming back.
I had like 7 shots on my wedding night, and I was cooked then, bro. Like, I just happened to be walking around the whole night and doing stuff. I ain't have time to earn. Like,
but
what about everybody?
That's how I did the whole night. I walked around and just said,
okay, nigga walked around and said thank you the whole night, bro.
Change the color, bro.
That was lit.
Change the color, bro. You look like you burning, my boy. You look like you cooking.
I should look like I'm in the air fryer.
we got screaming live from hell. For the gigs of hell. See, look, we doing all in one podcast, man. We doing all here, man.
No, that's funny. We
dialed up Satan. It was like, yo, well, gotta be in this. You say, yeah. Well, I joined the stream tonight, my boy. Let him slide. He in the city. He opened the door, the red door.
The next Insidious movie.
I'm changing it, bro. I'm changing it.
He about to hit hella TikTok, man.
Y'all making me mad, bro.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Hold on, I gotta go grab that lip. This is about to get real.
Come on.
Oh, I forgot he finished this bottle. Oh yeah, this is gonna be an episode.
Right in my ear. My fault.
Them little ass AirPods. Them shits on your eardrum.
They got AirPods. That's the whole thing.
Oh, he went Super Saiyan Blue. Let's go. Right. Now he in Atlantis.
Right.
See, like, he working his way up. Like, he working his way up. He went from hell to Atlantis. Now he doing Atlantis.
Give you a trip with nothing. Everything you say. I ain't gonna lie, right? Because when I looked at my picture, I'm like, that shit, dude, like, I'm hot as hell in here right now. Like, got my nigga in a toaster oven.
You know that light when you're checking on your food? Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right. Just one shot of hot Henny, that's it. More than like 12 beers.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. You get six
beers. Nah, 12 beers, bro. I'm like, hold on. 12 beers. How y'all ass feel? Crazy, bro.
Crazy.
Yeah, I gotta drink one just so y'all can see how it feels.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie. Dayzon Charles definitely put me on a beer. I think that one time we went to Jersey City, Hoboken, wherever we was at, he was like, yo, try beer. I just tried it. I'm like, it's smooth, but you can't just don't think about the taste. Yeah, you just gotta drink that shit, bro. That's the same night we had. That's the same night we had whiskey and pickle juice.
Wow.
I keep hearing about these fucking pickle juice shots, bro.
Bro, yeah, they legendary, hit. Legendary. It was.
Yeah, that night was crazy. That night was.
That night was fun as hell, bro. I ain't gonna lie, that night was fun. What was that girl that we met there? What was her name?
Yeah. Nigga, silent now, huh?
I don't fucking know.
Nah.
Yeah, my fault.
Yo, bro.
They heard bitches. Well, I don't know nothing about that.
It was her air man.
Yeah, but she put the hitty away, bro.
that man started going crazy, bro.
Nah, real talk. Niggas heard bitches. Niggas was just like,
hey, nah, I don't know what you doing, my buddy. Hey, nah, I don't know nothing. Oh, my God, yo. He said, I don't know nothing.
That
boy Well said, I'm quick for real.
Yeah, crazy.
All right, so what color y'all want, bro?
I don't know, bro.
Come on, bro. Color, bro.
I don't think it's one you can choose, my boy. They
any color you choose, just know off top, I got something ready for it. My brain clicked that fast.
We all gotta say one thing.
Oh my God.
Since Real the funny one, he can rate us.
This boy Jason, this boy Jay put his government name in his thing. Yeah, he a rookie. I give it by episode 5. You'll start selling land by episode 5. That's what
you know, it's crazy. I thought you was my boy. Why you ain't tell me the first time? See, it'd be your own.
Nah, because listen, I just ran because I'm bringing everybody to. I said, wait, hold on.
Yeah, my boy out here is squirting. Ain't sure why he on the fire. That's so
cool. He looked like he about to say, you won't like it when I'm angry.
This shit hurt the shit out of my eyes, bro.
The brightest day, the blackest night, all evil shall escape my sight.
I'm like, we're all surfing a rainbow. That's crazy.
Y'all niggas messing with y'all, bro.
There we go.
That's cool. I'm not changing again. So fuck it.
That's good. That's good. That's good.
Days I done turned to a silhouette. Don't even know it.
Nah, for real, bro. You black as shit right now.
Hey, man, shout out to everybody that's overseas that's tuning in, man. What happens to those, what was that country? Belgium or something like that? Shout out to you, man.
Belgium.
Belgium. Shout out to y'all, man. Hey, shout out to everybody that's not in the United States of assholes.
Shout out to the people who listen to us here, too, though.
Yeah, man.
We fuck with all y'all.
Respect. Hold on, y'all. I gotta be a dog dad.
Oh, you picking up shit? Why you picking up shit on the podcast?
I'm not picking up shit on the podcast.
It's an exclusive.
It's a podcast / vlog. How you know I'm picking up shit?
Cause, bro, I know that face, bro.
First off, you just said I gotta be a dog dad. You outside. That's the only one thing you could have been.
You ain't picking up pee, are you?
That'd be crazy. I could have been.
I'd be crazy. You picking up piss.
I could have been scratching my dog's head. That's crazy.
Nigga getting a sponge soaking up piss.
It's hot as hell, bro. You scratch his head when you get in the house.
Nah, I'm not going to go in the house. I'm going to drop him off and go in the car.
Liquid by the time the episode over. It's going to be a puddle. All right, well, come on. Flap y'all wings. Don't dry up with me now.
My shit's in sports mode. We out.
Yo, did y'all enjoy watching this booty ass finals this year?
Yeah. Hey, NBA, man. Yeah, hold on. NBA, let me talk to you. Talk to the NBA real quick. Hold on. Hey, let me talk to the NBA, bro.
Hey, Munchie, look.
Oh, that shit
look y'all thought y'all had us by having them win on 617 when the area code is 617 and tough. Then had the nerve for them to win in 24 when the last one they won was in 08.
My man out here dissecting secret codes.
Nah, bro, talk. Keep putting me out of this, bro.
Hey, Munchie, look at this.
Let him cook.
It was a reason, because I'm watching game 4, and I'm like, oh, my God, bro. We look amazing. But then y'all did that on purpose. So that they could win on 6-17. And match the area code. And then Jason Tatum, you know Jason Tatum can't act, so he went out there and started saying anything. He started thinking about Curry, Garnett, fucking everybody but Jason Tatum. He couldn't even cover it, man. Kobe. Nigga said, we did it. We did it! He didn't even really look shocked, like, you know how you tell somebody, yo, act like you shocked. That's when he said, we did it. Start looking at nothing. He just fake spaced out and then said, we did it.
Anything is possible, bro. I ain't
gonna lie, bro. The most exciting part of this whole shit was definitely the West, the run to the West. The run to the West was like exciting basketball, but even though like it don't seem like it.
Nah, that shit was
like Timberwolves and Dallas, that was a banging ass series.
If you think about every series on the West, I feel like was a movie for real.
I could say that. I give you that because it was real.
Yeah, this was breaking news. So how y'all feel if Paul George go to the Warriors?
I don't feel nothing. The Warriors dynasty is over, son.
PJ, what you feel about that, brother?
Oh, yeah, Warriors fan?
No, he crying.
Paul George is a curse, bro.
He is. Right now,
I probably wouldn't be too excited about that. I'm not going to be.
What did he do last season?
So what did he do any season, bro?
Yeah, apparently,
I've been in a lot of podcasts.
Apparently,
he's a podcaster, bro.
Apparently, he had the most.
And podcast, I'm not going to lie. I watched that. That's some shit.
Jay,
he got
that?
Some shit.
I said, apparently he had the most catch and shoot threes. He had 100 some catch and shoot threes, like off the no dribble, nothing.
No, that's actually a good basketball, bro. But like,
yeah. What
the,
so
that's good. But did he make him?
Yes, he had the most. What the fuck? that Henry Rock gets.
Oh, most made? Oh, not because you just said most catch and shoot.
No, he wasn't.
I mean, that's cute.
I just don't care for that shit.
Like, he said that's cute.
I don't think he was.
That ain't what I wanted to see.
That's cute, but what else?
You play a little bit of defense.
No, he played defense well, but like,
bro, Dak Jones Jr. locked him up.
Don't start because it's the same shit you were saying before. You were saying the same shit these one button takes before the finals.
I'm just saying.
He's a good defender.
Dak Jones Jr. locked him up.
He's a good defender. I just don't see.
I mean, that's all he good for now.
From Paul George is about the way y'all know.
Nah, let me not say that. Paul George, hey, shout out to you, bro. Don't come.
No, look, and listen, and this is not, we're not disrespecting the podcast. The podcast is amazing. We just talk about you as a player, bro.
I mean, you know what's crazy? Everybody in the hood wanted to be Paul George before, like, the LeBron or Kevin Durant. Like, niggas was like, yo, I want to be like George. Everybody kept talking about Paul George.
What?
And now it's like.
What is he talking about?
What is he talking about?
I'm dead serious.
No, you're not. For months.
Y'all haven't been going to the park like that. I swear to God, bro. Any park I ever been in growing up, that's all I was hearing. I want to be like George. They say, yo, I want to play like Paul George. Paul George stuff. Paul George this. Before even hearing, that's a fact.
A minute. That's all it was.
But it was for a minute. It wasn't like some hot little stretch. Like, at one point, Migs was only talking about George.
One kid came to the park and was like, I want to be like PG, and then that was it.
That's all it was, though.
I'm not trying to knock him,
was,
but like...
He was doing what he had potential, you feel me? He definitely had potential. So, he is kind of a bust right now. Like, he need to, like, show more. I don't know what he need to do.
How long he been in the peak?
Like 13 years.
13
years.
Right. 13 or 12 or something. Okay. It's just because he ain't really going. He don't win nothing. Like, he's damn near the same place he always was. He just don't win.
That nigga one of the first victims of LeBron, bro.
He give me CP. And I love CP.
I can see that.
Alone, he was never enough. After that, he was just playing ping pong around the league.
That's exactly what it was.
Nigga, I can't really hold on. I can't really say that. Wait, and now if we say not enough, are we talking about you having to be in the finals?
Like, all right, play.
You got to win. You got to win
because he went. Yeah, but if you think about when he was on the team with Stevenson, George Hill, Roy Hibbert, he was that go-to guy for them. Like, he was really the focal point of that team.
Oh, no, yeah.
Like, yeah, he had great role players, but George was
He was young. He was young, though. Like, he wasn't – like, that was a lot of responsibility. That was, like, his second, third year in the league. Yeah, he had all the surrounding pieces, but, like, I don't think he was ready to push a team through yet. You know what I'm saying?
Are we talking about – are we talking about 2K cover, PG-13 that time?
Yeah,
like
2K17. You talking about 2K17,
bro? That 2K curse.
He was supposed to do. You feel me? He had to do what he had to do.
Yeah, but
I'm not gonna lie. I thought that they was gonna really compete with Miami Heat, but then that playoff series, that shit was crazy. I ain't gonna lie. But I thought in my head, I was like, yo, you know what? I think if anybody could beat LeBron and them in the East, it was going to be them. Because they made more sense on paper, but then they never did it.
Well, I always told them niggas no.
Tell the full story.
So basically, you shouldn't be on the Warriors. That's what you said.
Shouldn't.
He shouldn't.
Yeah,
he should not.
If they mainly from defensive,
he's gonna get y'all to the playoffs.
Like a main option.
All right, wait, who the Warriors keeping?
Oh, that's the question. We don't know.
They keep no. Hold on. Now, Wiggins. If he's a free agent, yeah, they can sign him while losing any pieces.
Right.
But with Klay Thompson possibly leaving. It is gonna bring a whole. They're gonna find that go-to guy. Cause yeah, Klay Thompson wasn't who Klay Thompson usually like what we know him for, but they could look at George like, all right, maybe we could replace George with Clay and just hope for the best. At that point, this is all they're thinking. If we want one last chance before Curry retires, I got to give me an all-star. I can't rely on some of these new cats. You feel me?
If they
so at this point, that's what it is.
Hold on, Zaz. What'd you say, Zaz?
I said if they're using him for that catch and shoot option and defensively, then he might be like somewhat impactful. He might be
a good fit. He could definitely come off the bench.
Only if that's like his main focus. I don't see him just trying to do that.
I see him.
You want him to work. So you think he going to try and work?
He hasn't been like the man.
Like, I'm not saying he going to try and work every single time. I guess it's okay occasionally for him to try and get that shine in a couple of moments. You get me? But it has to be occasional. Like, he got to he definitely got to learn that rule as a catch and shoot option versus
he's still putting up like 15, 20. Like he's still doing what he's doing. And I think Golden State need that. Like, they need somebody to put
up. I mean, but think about this, right? That's cool and all for somebody like Paul George to still average 15, 20, right? But you got to think about the new age, like where basketball is going, that's not enough no more. Like, because you got these new niggas, bro. Wemby is shooting damn near logo threes, and he's like 8 feet tall. Like, these new cats is coming in doing crazy shit.
I understand that. You still got somebody on the team like Steph, though. You feel me? You still got to, you can't sleep on him.
Right.
You could drop
him. I feel you.
He'll be okay.
That's
I feel you. I can't argue that. That's why I think it will work.
That's what that's why I'm like, yo, that might be a good fit for y'all.
But
he can play defense and still replace Thompson. He could do it. He just gotta do it. He definitely a spot up shooter. If you leave him open, he gonna make it.
So he has to settle into that role as a role player. But if he doesn't,
he's okay. For the past 2 years, he's been doing that. He got James Harden. He's been stepping up. Like, again, he a reason why they made it to the playoffs, too.
Right.
He's been stepping up. That's what he had to do. So if Warriors get that, they're at least making it to the semifinals. They could make it to the semifinals.
I think the Clips will be fun without him.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I really don't know. Only because, yeah, Kawhi is good, but Kawhi at this point barely played any kind of basketball. Westbrook is ass, and James Harden is a hit or miss. So
James Harden not a hit or miss. He a good point guard.
Yeah, but he not Rockets James Harden. We not getting like that.
Why would this team need Rockets James Harden?
Right.
They want to make it to the playoffs. Somebody gotta be that guy.
That's Kawhi's job, but he the Finals MVP. He the one on the
contract. But he too injury prone at this point. Like, he barely plays any basketball.
But would you rather put the weight of like the essential two man on this team? It's gonna have to be like somebody who could carry the load. PG is not carrying the team. He's not carrying the team.
I think at this point, a lot of these older, I think the only old superstar that can carry a team is LeBron at this point. Definitely. Only because no matter, because he's 39 years old, still averaging 25, damn near 7 and 6
or something like that. Like,
yeah, and bro, he's efficient. Look what he's doing. Take LeBron off the Lakers. Lakers don't even
they don't make the playoffs.
Nothing. Yeah, come on. You put any other superstar on that Lakers team, I don't think Lakers would be where they at. Like, LeBron is legit a floor general. He's like a legit coach on the floor. Like,
somebody back.
So this is my question for y'all. So if Bronny go anywhere, do you think LeBron follow him? Or he go back and sign with the Lakers again because he's supposed to be a free agent.
LeBron not gonna sign nothing so after his second draft.
Bro, LeBron got too much shit going on in LA to leave, bro. Yeah,
why wouldn't he leave? He don't need he won him a ship. He don't
bro,
need
he got let me I answer this.
Hold on.
Right.
Most points in the fucking he did everything he needed to do at Lakers. He got them what they needed. He don't need
exactly.
And he did tweet. He said, "My retirement year is near." You feel me? He's about to retire after this year. Like, he's feeling.
I don't think he's gonna be leaving LA. He may go play a season or two somewhere else, He just built a new house in LA. All his roots is down out here. He's not leaving nowhere. He may go just finish out and work wherever the fuck, because I can afford to buy a house and live comfortably and fly private home at whatever I want. Like,
he definitely gonna have he in LA, but I think he going somewhere else though.
So yeah, his career basically ended. He's gonna retire. So you don't think he's gonna want to finish his last couple seasons on?
No.
Look, I think his main I think his main focus is playing with his son.
That's what I'm getting at. I feel like even if it's just 1 year that to have that chance to play with his son to see
anywhere.
Anywhere. And that's why I think the Mavs is gonna get him. Cause Bronny, he's definitely gonna go like 28, 27. Not gonna go high pick. He's not. It's just bro, they put him out pick. LeBron got so much pain. He's like, nah, fuck that. He's going 6-5. But other than that, he's going like 26-24.
LeBron is going to ruin that team.
You think so?
Yep. And I think the Mavs is going to get him. I promise you, bro. I think the Mavs going to get him. I'm telling you, put in the words.
No.
Look, that's it. It's about, look, hey, chat, y'all remember? They said Kyrie wasn't going to the Mavs. What I tell y'all, it's going to be a good fit. Watch them get a ring next year. Watch. I'm telling y'all.
No.
I'm not going to lie. Putting LeBron on Mavericks will definitely boost Mavericks like crazy. Oh, they already going to be looked at as a playoff team. Even without LeBron, I still think that we're looked at as a playoff team. Look. Because I had this argument with Deja, right? Until we actually sat down and thought about it. I thought the same thing. But think about how he plays basketball now. He's not really looking to, like, he's not going to want to be ball dominant and demand the ball on the Mavericks. He's going to go to the Mavericks knowing that's Luka's thing. I don't think LeBron that stupid.
No. Why would he change it? He just like, nah, they need leadership.
That's what they need. They need leadership.
On the screen and do this. Luka, do what you got to do. But look, you come over here. What?
Think about this. He let D'Angelo Russell act sometime. He was like, Russell, I legit watched Russell pass LeBron the ball. LeBron instantly passed it back. Now, work. Go ahead. You don't think that he's going to do that to Luka, who he know is going to drop 30? Come on, bro.
He's not going to that team.
At least 25.
He's not going to
that team. This is up in the air. This is up in the air. We don't know everything yet.
Just think about the coaching way, how he be on the field, like Munchie said.
I can see that happening. Like, the team is working together.
He gonna teach his son to be a whole defensive player. His son is gonna do all that. So when he leaves, it's gonna be like, yo, Mavs good. Mavs don't need nothing. They got the secret recipe. They got Bronny. Bronny gonna come and play defense. Step up with PJ Washington and fucking Derrick Jones Jr. didn't do. He gonna make his shots. If it's time to hit, he gonna hit.
Yeah, I already think Bronny will probably be able to shoot way better than him.
He don't want the ball. He know he a role player. He been a role player kind of all his life, even when he was in high school. But he made the shots he needed to make. That's all we need. Kyrie and Luka always going to hit their shots, bro.
But he came out.
I was wrong. Irving. let's talk about it because you've been pissing me off. I swear to God. Listen, I will never. For the first 25 games of the new season that we about to come to, bro, I will never bet on you, bro. Because you hurt me. Like, I'm respecting you. You're from Jersey, bro. You're supposed to do what you got to do. Because you didn't do it, bro. Why? What did I do to you, bro? Just to make it up. You should lay up. Yo, he was 0 for 5 for the second game. Then 0 for 3 for the third game. Like, what are we doing, Kyrie? Come on. I need some more things.
It was the clamps.
Kyrie is not the same player he used to be.
It was the clamps. It was the handcuffs.
Yeah, bro, because they had him in prison, bro. They was throwing elite defender after elite defender at him, bro.
Them boos was hurting his feelings. He didn't know what to do, bro.
What? Yeah, I think he stepped on that the logo. It was over for him. Like, we cook. Then Porzingis.
He said we cook.
Look, he want to come out with no injury and shit. Just oh, no, I'm good. He dropped 25 the first game, first quarter. What is like, first quarter, he dropped 25?
Yeah, he was
bugging.
That's showing niggas with blinding speed, man.
Bro, like, you little stupid. He was babying them, and I respect it. Shout out to the Celtics on their win, bro. They won in 24 years. You feel me? I gotta give them their respect because they had defense, man.
I just got this to say, bro. PJ Washington is ass. Okay? The nigga is ass, bro. What's the other name of it? Derrick Jones Jr. is ass, bro. What's the center? They start with a G? Gafford.
Oh, Gafford.
Is yep. ass, bro.
No, he got it together. He got it together.
He get a crazy bucket.
You know what? Everybody knows what he came for. If they would have did what they did game four, though, we'd have been good.
Yo, everybody besides Kyrie and Luka is ass, bro. And Lively got potential, but he's a rookie, so you can't be mad at him. Everybody else is fucking dirt, bro. Them niggas made it there on a hope and a dream, bro.
He was definitely doing what I
niggas made it there.
Nah, we made it because of Luka for real. He carried that team there.
Now you see, but now that's why I say they need somebody that can cool.
Now I ain't gonna lie, as a like diehard Mad fan, me personally, I believe Pascal Siakam will be a way better fit. I'm actually hoping we go after him because of the fact that he's a four that can stretch the floor. He definitely gonna give you 20 plus and 10 boards. And he's like, he don't have Rudy Gobert defense, but he's like an offensive Rudy Gobert. Cause he can rebound and he'll give you like a block or two. And then that's it.
He's a good support defender.
Remember, he was also he's also a champion, and he's also I don't know how many three, four time All Star, something like that.
Was he the one guy like a number one guy though, in his team?
Yes.
He had the run.
Listen.
You don't need that, bro.
But he went to the Pacers, right? So Pacers already had Miles Turner, who's like they
he was go to number one option.
Yes, he was.
Never, bro.
Well, all right, he was the number two option.
That's what I'm saying. We need somebody that.
No, he was a number one after Kawhi left. I'm not gonna lie, he was after Kawhi left, though. Yes, he was, because at that point they didn't have everybody done dip. They didn't have anybody on that team. He literally was the only nigga on that team.
Bro, he is not nobody. What's the duo for 76ers?
They ain't had no number one. It was him, Fred VanVleet, and Kyle Lowry.
I'm telling you, Pascal Siakam, when Kawhi left, that nigga was damn near averaging 25 a game, bro. That nigga was wilding.
That's okay, but he's not the number one guy.
Bro, who was the number one? Who was? Come on, bro.
Lowry?
No.
Fred VanVleet?
No, Fred only got that shine because of that little run that he had when Kawhi was on that team. They finally looked at him like, oh my god, this nigga is kind of nice.
Well, like, don't you notice the finals kind of has that effect when like somebody that you barely heard of come out and be like,
they start hooping, start tweaking, yeah.
Like, who knew Peyton Pritchard halftime, half court shot was on Hall of Fame? Like,
Sam Hauser,
who would have knew Sam Hauser had diamond catch and shoot, bro? Like,
right,
the fuckers start creeping up. I know they shot threes throughout the season, like watching these motherfuckers in the finals in this big moment. I'm like, yo, they shoot.
I'm not gonna lie, it kind of hurts to say this, but these stars about to leave, man. We about to wake up, ain't gonna be no more Curry, KD, LeBron, George, James Harden.
I'm gonna be sad when LeBron leaves.
Westbrook, CP. Like, so my question is, who's the next top stars in the league?
We already got them.
Jay, you got Grant. You got.
It's only like three people.
John Morant.
Who the three?
John Morant cooked. It might not even be three.
Nah, John Morant not cooked. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. No, we're not. No, he got injured. He got injured, and that took him out the seat, but he's not cooked, bro.
Listen.
He's not going to be a league centerpiece.
No, that I'm not talking about his talent. He has the talent to go very far. I'm talking about the face of the league. He's not going to be the face of nobody's league, bro. That nigga tote guns publicly. He'll never be the face of the league, bro. So, I would say Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's no other American player that is captivating right now, bro. Sorry. So, it could be Ant-Man, which is the number one pick right now. I'll throw Shay in it because he's from Canada, and that's close to America. And if it's not one of them two...
You might have Murray, maybe.
Who? Murray from Canada, too. Wait, who?
Crazy. Jamal Murray.
Nigga... Man, I'm about to be the face of shit, bro.
I'm not going to lie, bro. All right, so the Ja Morant,
die on his hill.
Listen. That boy nasty, bro. I don't know. Like, outside of, let's take away from what he does on social media. Because at this point, I think when people hear Ja Morant, they think about what he does. I'm talking about Ja Morant, the basketball player. That boy is fucking.
No, bro, we're not denying that, bro. But like, you gotta be marketable to be the face of the NBA, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, if we talking about being the face, no, he's not gonna be the face.
That's
what
we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I thought we were just talking about the next stars.
He's gonna be a star for sure. He's just gonna be one of like the more villainy stars. It's like niggas gonna hate to see him win. They never gonna forget about the gun accident, bro. But like,
I think. Nah, go ahead, bro.
Niggas ain't never gonna forget about the gun accident, bro. But never. he do got a large crowd of popular like people who watch basketball, and he bring a different crowd to basketball. He bring the little hood rats to basketball.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, okay. He'd be like an Iverson. You feel me?
No, but Iverson was never really on hood rat shit. He just expressed what the hood was via his clothes.
He bought hip hop. It's a different. Like, he brought hip hop to the NBA culture. He did. Come on, bro. The boy got cornrows during the game.
He gave the NBA a taste of what the typical black experience is, like baggy clothes and some jewelry, music, do rags. The commissioner was like, "Oh no, nigga, you will not." In the case that Iverson had, I'm pretty sure he had beat that shit, bro. Ja Morant, even though he didn't catch a case. This shit caused hella attention. Anybody forget?
I ain't gonna lie. It cost them money too.
A lot of money.
It cost them a lot of money.
Yeah, bro.
I say that because people think making all NBA is just okay. He made no. It's money behind making all NBA. That's why Luka is eligible. That's why Luka is eligible for the highest paid Supermax ever in the NBA. We're about to sign him. Probably 330 something plus million. Like,
Tatum, I think. Tatum eligible for like 325 something.
Yo, let me ask y'all, now that Celtics won the ring, because I can't say it's impossible because we've seen Warriors do it with their stars. As good as Draymond and Klay were when they was on their prime, they still kept the three focal points. Y'all think Celtics can keep Tatum and Brown?
The only way they're gonna have to keep the team exactly like who would you let go? There's some bench players you could let go to
get Al Horford about to retire, bro. Like next
Al Horford might be retiring soon, but
he's one.
If he's not,
that's a lot of cap. They could definitely do what they want to do if Al Horford leaves.
All right, so let me ask y'all this, right? Because stock goes up. When you're a good player and you do things for a team, whether you're a superstar, or role player, bench, your stock goes up. So, are we saying that Jrue Holiday is probably going to end up going somewhere else at this point, just to keep Brown and Tatum?
Possibly.
I think Derek White gonna stay.
But why?
I can see Derek White going somewhere else. Being a part of that team made his value go up.
So Derek White might leave. And
think about that. Look at Alex Caruso. Alex Caruso, when he was on Lakers, when he left, bro, everybody wanted him, bro. He ended up going to Chicago. Now Chicago traded him for Josh Giddey, and now he's on OKC. Like,
So
OKC, hold on. Talk about how OKC just fumbled that trade. Bro. I mean, how the Bulls just fumbled that trade.
Yeah.
He gave away a solid defender who's won an NBA championship and could give you like 15 points a game for Josh Giddey. The nigga who can't shoot. But a nigga who can't shoot open threes. Don't play good defense. He just like, and he is a PDF file on the low. Like, what are we doing?
CP.
He tried to strike a chord and it's fine. And it was a minor.
Yeah, like, this shit is wild. We're talking about the Bulls fumbling a trade, bro. Like,
no. Fuck the trade. Let's talk about how the Bulls fumbled the ball.
Everything after Michael Jordan? Oh, yeah, we can talk about that.
Not even just that, right? Because
Hold on.
Let me say this, right?
Let me go.
Because when them crazy trades first started happening, I looked at the Bulls. They had the center that came from the Magic. That was an all-star. That was a very good center. DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, and Lonzo. I said, listen, you got to watch out for them. They're going to be the ones that are going to ride from the asses. And then they did nothing with that team. Like, that shit is crazy to me.
Wasn't Lonzo like at that point or no?
Yeah, but even with Lonzo being hurt, they still had a nice, decent team to do something. And then they got Alex Caruso and still ain't do nothing.
Not the first round. I say the first round.
Listen. Can I tell you something about that team?
Yeah.
This is going to sound like Glaze, right? But it's not. That is a team of people who either were suppressed by LeBron or LeBron helped them reach their highest heights. Alex Caruso, highest heights with LeBron. Right? DeMar DeRozan, always suppressed by LeBron. They was calling Toronto LeBronto. And who the last person we were just talking about?
Lonzo?
Zach LaVine?
No, Lonzo Ball. Lonzo Ball drafted to a team with LeBron. Always been suppressed because he was on the team with LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie hurt niggas.
No, wait. Hold on. I don't think LeBron was on that team when Lonzo got there.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
I think, was he not
yes,
there
he,
with
yes, he was.
Kuzma?
Lonzo got traded for AD.
Oh, no, yeah. Lonzo.
Yeah, he was on the team with LeBron, though, right?
I'm trying to say, was Lonzo on the team when Lonzo got drafted to the Lakers? Yeah, was LeBron? I don't think LeBron was on that team. Because that was before the pandemic, right?
Yeah, he wasn't.
Yeah, because if he wasn't on the team.
They did, but LeBron got hurt that year.
Okay.
He did. He played 37 games with him.
All right.
Yeah, because him, Kuzma, all of them ended up getting traded out in a big ass deal for Anthony Davis for the next season.
Mm-hmm. Did they win that year? They didn't win that year, right?
They won a year LeBron came back, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, like, that shit was a cheat code. Niggas was like, oh, AD and I'm healthy again? Script.
And
right.
we playing in a bubble?
Yeah, and I'm right. In a bubble script writers. Hook me up, bro. Script writers start writing a cursive. Oh, yeah, we got something for y'all this year. That's just starting to catch up to him. I ain't even running fast as hell behind him. Could be in my life.
Nah, that ass, it is.
Nigga hit a T on
Temple Run. Oh, yeah, bro. Like, get ready to stop seeing all these. Look, they going to ride the names out until they really gone. But, you know, you see how the news or ESPN sell LeBron name? LeBron could be home for 2 months. So, did you think LeBron took a shit today? I'd be like, damn, bro. The NBA got boring, and we got to depend on a nigga who's not even playing right now, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. I feel like they're trying to do that with Joker, but we're not accepting it.
Yeah, because like
Joker not big on you saying what
he don't even care.
Joker don't care about basketball. I saw him more excited for like some parade he had over in his country. He was more excited for that than the NBA finals. Like winning it.
This is like a job to him, bro. It's just work, bro. Why are you so excited?
Said it. Yeah.
It's just a job, bro. I gotta go to work. Yeah, I had 35 last night. I get off. Go home and look.
Bro, I never heard somebody win the finals, but like, I just want to go home.
So I've never seen somebody that good at it, but it don't feel like they love it.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Like, and he's just real good at it. Like, the nigga real good at building cabinets. And he just do that shit for money. Like, he treat it the same way, bro. Like,
bro, it's like he'll drop 40, 10, and 12. And like, yo, Joe, you just dropped 40, 10, and 12. He's like, Bro, it's basketball. Go back basketball. Are we not supposed to do that? I'm like, damn, well, you put like that.
Like, it's pretty easy, bro. Like, he just be in the locker room looking at horse videos.
You're right.
seen a video of him like shooting around on some pickup shit. He was playing like he did not care, bro. I was like, so that nigga really, he hate his job, bro. Get paid fucking $60 million a year. Just like, that shit, bro. Just
be him and his family.
He start throwing shots up like this and shit. He don't even don't be caring, bro.
Bro, I gotta get home.
You know, he really like, right, bro. He'd be like, yeah.
I gotta get home.
So I can imagine, like, as much as I love basketball, if I had to do it every day for money, I would still be like, I just want to get home and play the game, bro. Like, just,
no,
bro.
Yeah.
Chill, bro. Like, remember, Munchie, who you said you had played with?
Oh, Dane Gafford.
Look, he got his ass smoked and was like, bro, I'm about to hop on 2K.
He said, I can't sleep. Look, he hopped on 2K and then I smoked him. So, come on, bro.
Yo,
that's evil, bro.
Hey, shout out to Mavericks. I didn't want to have to do that, but come on, bro. We're about to go back to Boston, but you hopping on 2K. And then I heard PJ Watson was on. Which one of them was PJ? Because I don't know.
Also, all them young niggas, bro, they not no different from us. They just athletic and get paid millions, bro.
How his mom player played better than him? That shit is crazy to me.
All of our mom players played better than us, bro.
I mean,
all of our mom players is better than us.
Yeah.
If I could do what my mom player could do, I wouldn't be on here. I'd be in the gym, nigga.
I'd be in the league right now.
Hold on.
Yeah, I got a lot of my players. Yeah, if you could pick one of your my players to play like in real life, which one would it be?
What was that? Oh, when we was tweaking rounds. 13?
13, goddamn, no, wasn't it? I think you're talking about like maybe talking about
19, right?
18. Maybe 18. You had the white nigga that was dunking?
Yeah, that did everything shot and defense. Yeah,
man. Nah, if I had to pick one, that'd be crazy, right? I don't know, bro. So many of these niggas, bro. It'll be my defensive minutes from this year.
To play like in real life, okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, the shooting point guard, okay.
Yeah. But nah, but the point guard that's a shooting guard though, the strong one.
Okay. Okay. Oh yeah, this is the Bakke one.
Yeah.
I think for me, I think I'll go with my 22 two-way. Playmaker. Yes, sir. You already know.
That was the best player you ever made.
I'll never get that player back. That boy was different.
That's either my center I got this year or my small forward. That center I got, he a beast.
I'm just going to the park and start flaming niggas, bro.
Right, just for no reason. I'm going to wake up and just... I'm
going
to shoot threes all day.
Listen, playing 2K, I really had you thinking, like, when you on the court, like, how can I do that explosive behind the back shit out here? So, 2K moves in real life, bro, the NBA would be a meme, bro.
I don't know about y'all, but I'll be really throwing them shit.
Here comes the nonsense section of the show. Because
you know, I'm really cooking 20.
When y'all try, I'm
listen, bro, don't let them talk, bro, because they got cooked last time, so I don't...
That's dumb. I'm talking about me. When you drop,
I'm just telling you, bro. I'm a little older now, seasoned, so now I'm just... Shit, money.
Shit, you a pop now. You got pop-up beans now and shit. You about to get cooked out here.
Yep. Oh, now this on a strap. Just...
You feel me?
You didn't know about it.
When I get out there in August, we can ball.
So that's the thing. I don't be liking, bro. Niggas will have one good session and they automatically start spamming the goat button and shit. Like,
damn, bro. Like, I'm just saying,
you can't dunk. None of us are really that good.
Well, I got fucking Play-Doh knees and shit.
Exactly. These made out of onion rings and shit, bro.
Now I could, you know, cross a nigga up, you know. Little layup.
Bro, you're not crossing nobody, bro.
Bro, he keeps...
Well, TJ, but...
Yeah,
I don't know. Like,
Charles. Stop it.
Nah, I knew they was gonna bring this up. Now y'all trying to do Charles dirty for no reason that day, bro. This nigga, TJ, bro. This nigga TJ start Harlem shaking with the boys. TJ, yo, you disrespectful for that, bro.
Look, let's rewind. Let's go back in the past. What I did to you, Shammy, threw it to your legs. You went to
the What the fuck is he talking about?
Niggas treat crazy on a basketball court.
you don't remember that? You don't remember that?
When was this?
When we was playing two on two. You was on real team. She got the money for you, bro.
Nah, I gonna lie, Charles. He did that on purpose, bro. Him and TJ were trying to do some shit to you for no reason. He did cross you though. He caught you.
It's all right.
Nah, I think he snatched back. He snatched back.
Dude, you was turned around, bro. It's all right, bro.
It's cool.
You don't know the ball yet. You feel me? You don't know how to do it yet. I got you. Look, I got classes every Saturday or Sunday if you want to holler. You feel me? I got you, all right? I can teach you some
moves. I don't recall that. To be honest, we could do one-on-ones. You gotta shoot the ball. You can't get to the ball. You can't drive. Don't pluck that shit every time.
TJ learned that lesson last time. Don't do it.
Bro, why do you keep lit, bro?
Now, y'all, I'm gonna give it to TJ. He been kicking my ass lately. When I kicked his ass last time.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm about to really beat some ass in here, bro, because niggas is starting to get like.
Yo, please.
Yo, niggas is creating narratives, okay, about how good they are in basketball.
Munchie, you gassing his ass up too. Like, I don't know what the fuck.
Nah, I'm not gassing. I'm just saying, like, they were purposely trying to do you dirty. I ain't say all that. Come on, you stretching. I ain't say all that.
You just said that he threw the ball.
But you was still looking at the rim. You was looking at the rim, bro.
He said, I don't know.
Look, this nigga is ass, okay? I'm gonna say this. This nigga's bugging. Like, this nigga's booty, bro. Let this booty nigga lie to y'all. He is not all of that, bro.
Yo, I'm fake decent. You feel me? Just let me know, bro. If y'all want to see me
compete, fake decent.
That's all I'm gonna do.
Emphasis on that feet.
Yo, y'all funny, son. This thing is crazy. Oh, man. So, what else you niggas got on the agenda today?
Man, let's talk about the Kendrick concert, bro. That concert was...
Oh, man, that Kendrick... Man, listen. Kendrick is... See, he's starting to... You know that little dance that he did? He was mimicking... was that... that was... One of Jake's. Yo, Kendrick, man. This boy said, wait. If we're going to put Drake in the ground, we got to make sure he stay in the ground. Like,
he buried them.
It says 6 feet, not enough, but we're going 12.
Yo, you know what's crazy? Because people was like, yo, not like us. It's probably not going to make it through the summer, right? They said that up until he had the concert. Nah, that shit is definitely. They like, you know what? Somewhere it is.
He's making a music video.
Making a video, bro.
He's making a music video. Like, what did he do to make that nigga so mad? Like, Drake, you
not bro, no. What he said? Job not done. Job done right to you? Job's not done, bro.
Yo, but he said it in Euphoria. I'm going to make sure I stand over you and shoot you. Like, I'm not going
to. Nah, bro. I think he want that ring back, bro.
He do.
Bro, he did it so bad. Drake himself had his own concert, played the song,
I see that
and was like certified pedophile.
Yeah, bro.
I
like,
see. Drake fucking playing "They Not Like Us." Like, it's
he's cool, singing like, this shit, bro. Like,
he's like the A minor. He was happy.
See, look, Drake. This is shit like this is why they. This is the reason why niggas be like, "Yo, he not a nigga," because niggas never do shit like this, bro.
Never, bro.
Like, I listen to my op song like 3-4 times. I'm like,
yeah,
man, but I'm not singing along to this shit though. It's bro, playing it at your concert. Playing it at your concert is crazy, bro.
I'll pull a juice to
shit. I had a conversation with somebody about this whole beef. I feel like this Drake escaped from the music industry and he's trying to retire.
He said that though, and I don't want that. That's not the way you want to fuck out. You don't do that.
But,
I'm not gonna lie. If that's the case, this is a bad way to go. Cause now you can't. If you say I'm retired, now they're gonna be like Kendrick retired you. You ain't go out on some like, yeah. You ain't choose to go out number one on the song. You ain't choose to make a hot summer song. Be like, yo, I'm out. Thanks for all the support. Nah. Kendrick got you about it, then now you're gonna retire, and then they're gonna be like, yeah, Kendrick smoked you.
Like with the last song, the last song was Hater, Wagwan Delilah. Like, for real?
Wagwan Delilah. Nah, there's no way, bro. Drake, come on, bro. There's no way, bro. Come on, you got too many hits to come out with some Wagwan Delilah.
Too many, bro. What is combination? I'm gonna just do this.
Kendrick hit them with a combination. That's just still going, bro.
Get your shit together, bro.
It's amazing,
but
bro.
Because he won't be a fucking hot seat of the fucking week, bro. Fuck it, man.
So listen.
Shout out to fucking Kendrick for fucking
exposing the nigga, bro. Exposing the nigga, bro. Because we was being fans, not knowing the nigga was a bitch, bro. But look, more importantly, right? You know how that shit must feel, though? Shout out to Drake, bro. Because look, think about this shit, bro. Just imagine if you was already like noticeably losing a fight with somebody, and then they just kept hitting you. It's like, bro, I didn't even try to get up, bro. Like, I lost. The nigga's like, man, fuck that shit. Hey, minder! That shit gotta hurt, bro. And like, but you was once the nigga who everybody thought couldn't be dethroned.
That is true.
So like, Kendrick was like, bro, I was letting you chill that whole time, bro. Why you had to start fucking around for me?
Literally.
So long, though. Like, why wait so long? You could have been to this. We could have been got to not like us. You feel me? Life would have been probably better.
They've been subliminally shooting at each other for years now, though.
But
Drake said that shit like, the same because of this song, nigga. This shit been in the works, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like this whole thing is premeditated for him to just say, I don't give a fuck about this shit no more. Like, I'm done.
I honestly think that the straw that broke the camel's back was that they tried to get Kendrick on, what's that? Not like the Super Bowl
shooter.
They tried to get Kendrick on that shit. He declined. They do the song and they still mention him in the song.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody did their verses and expected him to just send a verse. And he was like, nah, so they just kept their shit. And they put it out. He like, oh, these niggas gay as hell. Watch this. I'm about to show these niggas. I ain't no fuck but both of y'all. This is my shit.
The crazy part is, it's not like they sent a shot at him. Well, J. Cole didn't send a shot at him. When J. Cole mentioned his name, it was giving him his ups.
But that's like, who said that shit, bro? Somebody in the NBA was like, bro, it was Giannis. He was like, bro, I don't want to practice with these motherfuckers, bro. I'm a competitor, bro. I'm a shark, bro. Sharks don't have friends in the ocean. That's why they at the top of the food chain. So he that's him just saying, nigga, I'm a shark, bro. We not about to be friends. We about to box. Like, instantly, bro. Like, dead ass, though, bro. Like, and he showed them why they don't want to box with me, bro.
Respectfully.
Cole, he got slapped on the wrist and said, you know what? These niggas are crazy. I'm out of here, bro. he started riding his bike and whatever the fuck. He was chilling, bro. Business. He stood on a business decision, bro. He made a business decision.
All right, I'm with you. You feel me?
Drake, bro, he did.
It's crazy. Look at how it went. I'm not mad either, bro. I know I say all that. If you see me fighting a grizzly bear, help the bear shit. But no, nigga, help me, bro. You gotta know what's a good decision. You be like, yo, this. I know I talk that shit, but this nigga look crazy, bro. I'm just gonna let this one go. He's 6'10", bro. I'm not fighting him. Son, crazy if Kendrick drop a song called like Size 7 Steppers or something like that, just to really start doubling down on all the shit that Drake was talking shit about. Yeah, bro. That's what happens, bro. That's why I be humble. When I whoop y'all ass and anything, I just be like, bro, this is just for now, bro. The sun is about to set on this whole shit over here, okay? I'm on my way up out of here. Respect the niggas that's coming up, because they're going to dethrone you one day. By force or by grace.
That shit, I would say Kareem would be okay after this. Leave space for him, just if he do have a good, you know, after post Kendrick battle career. That nigga done. He really done. It'd never be the same. It'd never be the same to where he was the hottest, and there's nobody fucking with him. People not gonna look at his music the same, especially after what he been dropping afterwards. Like, the trajectory is going.
Yeah, the music feel different anyway. And, like, look, bro, you know what's real, like, when, like, Kendrick is changing the opinions of white people. Because white people usually don't give a fuck about what's going on in these beefs. If it's good music, it's good music. If you change the opinions of white people, bro, oh, you cooked, bro. Because that's where most of the money coming from.
Slow fry.
Like, oh, my God, bro. Talk about, I want to see his next album, bro, because we're going to go back on this conversation and be like, damn.
He was supposed to give us like one more, and then he said he was done.
I hope this one go crazy. But it may go crazy just because niggas think it's gonna be a bunch of subliminals on it or shit talking about.
You're gonna have to go back to like.
Got to do something, bro.
You're gonna have to go to like the old.
I'm not gonna lie. I believe Kendrick got one more banger, but he's not gonna release it until Drake do some dumb shit. I think Not Like Us was probably.
I want him to keep on being great. I think I truly think that he got some shit in the cut.
But honestly, he probably got some shit with Snoop Dogg. For real.
I can see Kendrick gracefully enough saying, "Nah, I got him already, bro. Ain't no sense of killing him, bro." Like,
nah, not killing him, but still put on for the people.
Kendrick is a gentleman, bro. He did it the right way, though. He didn't make a single misstep, bro. Every move had a purpose, bro. Like, bro, I say this, bro. Like, yo, if Deja, if you diss me, if you diss me at 9:28 and I'm dissing you back by 9:48, bro. Like, I only gave your song 40 minutes to sizzle before I threw the real steak in the pan, bro.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. That's
fucking crazy, bro.
Onions, he said, nah, this don't need it. I was just getting it seasoned. You feel me? Like, fuck that. Here.
Every move Kendrick made was calculated. He already had that track waiting just in case.
I don't think so, bro. He had references to the song and the song that he dropped, though.
But it was also said that he had people leaking things to him as well. So it's like that's Drake didn't make that song that day.
So if somebody leaked some info to Kendrick, like Drake about to put this in the song, he would have a rebuttal for it. Yeah, that's possible though.
Like I said, K-Dot, he's a calculated person. You know what I'm saying, when it comes to his music, he know what he's doing. Drake not a battle rapper. You feel me? He got to get his ghostwriters involved when it comes to rapping. You feel me?
I think he actually wrote this though. It feels like Drake.
I'm not saying he did, but he had.
These songs, you don't know, but it feels like he wrote them.
What I do want to say, that was him because it was tough. It was like, nah, fuck that. All right, you want me on a pen? I got you. I feel like he wrote majority of Family Matters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he didn't write most of it, but he had input.
It's possible, but it's not. I don't know, bro. Because, like, why would you go against a motherfucker who's saying you got ghostwriters, especially with a song that you got to put, like, Yeah, I get it. Drake probably got motherfuckers who like, nah, you ain't got to put me on the credits, bro. I get what you're going through. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, why would you have Ghost? Why would you leave that breadcrumb out there to like pause? Like if a nigga Ghost wrote for me in the heat of this battle, oh, he gotta die. He gotta die. My reputation on the line. Drown him. Drown him. I don't know what to tell you, bro. Burn him at the stake. Like, yeah, like, especially Drake got penmanship. I believe he wrote it, but like, son, the thing that really hurt him in this is that not only was
the extra kid shit.
What the fuck is you doing, Deja? You just pissed me off. I got some shit in my beard or something?
No. God damn.
All right, no. The shit that killed us was the fact that, you know, the shit he said was true, bro. Like, Not Like Us turned into a West Coast anthem, bro. Drake is homeless in the music game, bro. He's truly homeless, bro. Like, it's no place he could turn to and say, well, I'm going to turn up in my hometown. A, half of them don't like you, and then, like, nobody talented. Like, the niggas turned Not Like Us into a West Coast anthem, bro. And now that shit leaking across the world, bro. Mm-hmm. And that was it, bro. And then the Heart Part 6. I didn't rape nobody. I'm not a pedophile.
Munchie, you said that Not Like Us was like a 1-3. I'm going to say he dropped This Is Before, so it ain't.
What the fuck? Do I got a bug on me or something, bro?
I think Ty's muted.
No, Ty's not muted. We waiting for Charles to either mute your mic or slide down on the top right of your screen and go to microphone.
And put voice isolation, nigga.
Yeah.
I had my back.
Yeah. Yeah, nigga.
Damn,
another speaking of your back, yeah, that shit loud as hell, boy.
You still here?
What's that? That shit sound like
you know what it is.
That shit sound like baddies.
It is.
It's on repeat. I've been trying to tell y'all, bro.
Niggas is watching that, bro. Niggas is watching that poison, bro.
But he got a cup that says daddy, daddy, shot a cop. I'm trying to tell y'all. Oh, he got a cup that says it, bro.
Yeah, y'all watch that shit, bro.
That shit is
nah. Like, I'm gonna say when my girl forced
me. Yeah, I watch it.
Yeah, like she watch it.
Nah, the biggest problem is.
That's her hair. Either.
You better.
That's her hair.
It's better.
Yeah, like, the fan I love.
She should be watching that shit, bro. That shit is not good for the human brain, bro.
I keep telling her that.
But it targets our women in our community.
Facts, bro. That shit is like,
go do boxing, go do UFC or some shit. Go
really they're the only ones. They the only ones that watch stuff like that. Anyway.
Yeah, I couldn't watch that shit if you paid me. Unless y'all want to bag. Wait, Zeus. Unless y'all want to drop a bag, we can break this shit down. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Word.
Yeah, bro. That shit is like. I don't think that shit is like. First of all, it's addicting. Like, and the sad part about it is that, like, you know, some reality shows, like when you watch The Bachelor, you know that shit is scripted.
Mm-hmm.
These is really our people acting like fucking dummies.
Like
who that's the part. This ain't scripted. This is real bitches just being dumb.
Like,
portraying that dumbass image across the world.
And they got the main person gaslighting all these bitches, bro.
That's pointless behavior, bro. They be getting mad. Instagram shit, bro. All that shit is retarded,
bro. Retarded, bro. They got Meatball up there. I ain't no disrespect, but Meatball and the word baddie is like oil and water.
Yo, bro, that's that. think about these new age networks, bro. That's Zeus, right?
Yeah.
Zeus is just full toxicity.
It really is, bro. It's nothing. Not a single positive thing goes on that platform, bro.
It's just one of those things for no reason.
Like, the way
African American trauma is like one of the most profitable things in America. Media wise,
it's like, but we the ones absorbing it, reabsorbing it though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, while we watching it, we already know what the fuck go down.
Because we the ones that's traumatized by it. It's like,
would y'all say like traumatized or like immune?
No, I like we can relate to those traumas. You mean? I guess.
Yeah,
get what you're saying.
Like, basically, yeah, like, yeah.
Not even that. I mean, in any capacity, I'm sure any one of us and, you know, anybody else in the community has a mutual or very personal experience with some of the things, not the show, not things that happen in the show, because a lot of that is just like childish teenage bullshit.
Yeah.
But
exactly what it is,
but the expression and the behavior behind it, you mm-hmm. see it a lot today. And it usually got to do with like what we were talking about earlier, drinks. And we wasn't talking about other drugs, but like alcohol, a lot of motherfuckers is very well functioning alcoholics. Yeah, and it just make it easier and better for them to act in that type of way.
Yeah, but the fact is like they pretty much putting all that fucking trauma in a bottle and saying, here, we're charging for this, like.
And that's what largely the black community have done since slavery. Even during slavery, one way to get away, I mean, this for anybody, but one way to get away from your problems in reality is to find something to alter it.
Yeah.
That's why they elicit or target cocaine for the black community.
Nah, that shit was never going to fit in with us. But I like, honestly, on a higher tier, not tier, but like on a different scale, hella black people use coke.
Hell yeah.
It's just niggas on our tier can't afford it. it's some niggas in here right now. And if they had coke money, they'd be doing lines.
No.
Niggas are just I'm niggas. Like, nah. Nah, for real though, bro. Coke is that's a rough sound, bro. Nah, you Charles, no. Okay. He was itching his arm just now too. He's going back. Yeah, stay away from that bullshit, man. That shit is bad for your brain, bro. That shit make you get, like, stay away from that. I don't even know if we can say this, but don't watch other people have sex on camera.
Stay away from porn.
Oh, yeah, well, thanks.
That shit is definitely ruining our community.
Stay away from corn.
Yeah, stay away from corn. That shit is horrible for you, bro. Don't drink soda. How about just drink more water, bro?
Don't smoke.
I just finished a glass.
Don't hit mouths, bro. Stop hitting miles, bro.
Right.
Say no to drugs, man.
Most of them.
Say no to drugs, bro. Drugs.
You don't condone the use of drugs.
Stay away from drugs. Drugs. If you want to start paying us to say fuck with drugs, we'll talk about that in the DMs.
Except drugs for ayahuasca. Fuck with ayahuasca.
Say no to drugs. ain't no age restriction on this. We're gonna have a nigga in third grade on ayahuasca. on a different note, bro. How y'all been feeling like y'all ass being multiverse though? Because I think everybody here play that shit to some degree.
I'll download it with y'all in a minute.
Most of
them
kind of positive right now, so I'm okay.
I'll download it and get smoked.
It used to be nice, bro.
You don't like me,
man. Hang on,
bro. I was okay.
Brad's the only one fucking with me right now, bro. Oh, yeah.
You just got to see me. That's okay.
Wait, hold on. I was kicking your ass yesterday. But I made you switch to an OP-ass player, and then you never got off of him. And then And then one of them games you won because I literally ran into the thing. I did some bullshit. I mean, I understand that, but don't act like you won because you was playing in work.
I was kicking the ass last night.
Now
Tom and Jerry broken. That's all. That shit. Them niggas is broken.
Broken, bro.
Because if y'all play with him, y'all ain't gonna be able to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Y'all getting runs in that tonight?
What time is it? Nope.
Nope. 9:40, my boy. 9:40, shorty.
I done drunk tonight.
I can dig it.
About to go out there. And that's all you ever got time for, bro.
I can dig it.
He don't even touch Tekken no more.
He's scared, bro. He can't fight. Oh,
cool. Touch
right.
Tekken.
Charles, bro.
Yo, Taz, niggas is getting up there in Tekken, bro.
Listen, bro, when y'all ready to see me,
just I don't know if I'm up there yet, like your level, but I think I can get there.
Oh, when y'all ready to come see me. That's it. That's all I'm gonna say.
I've been playing Street Fighter again.
I seen you playing that earlier.
You come out, you have to see me in that. Other than that, I don't want to hear nothing.
Yeah, I've been playing Street Fighter.
When Skate come out.
Why you keep talking about this, bro? Skate not coming out, bro.
It's coming out, bro.
Skate not even popular no more, bro.
You can fight your Skate?
No, you can't fight your Skate. He's scared of these, bro.
They just dropped another video, bro.
Passive as hell, bro. we could skate against each other. I'll punch you in your shit, bro.
You mad as hell?
That's what we're talking about.
Fuck Tekken. I don't care.
You're the only nigga who can't play fighting games, bro. I don't get it.
Like, that shit, I don't know where my fingers can't compute.
Fighting games is the oldest form of gaming, bro.
Shit,
I don't know, but if y'all interested, they're supposed to be dropping a collection for Marvel vs. Capcom.
I'll be grabbing it.
I was thinking about it for doing the pre-order, bro. That shit $50. But I think it's 9 games.
So, I just know Marvel's Capcom 2 back on there, and that's all anybody and everybody wants.
That's all anybody needs.
Are they remastering, or is it just going to be that game? I think it's going to have online.
All right, if it's online, then we can fuck with it.
Yeah,
I'm not just gonna get it.
Oh, there's Dragon
Ball
Z games.
Spark and Zero. It's been looking good.
I might definitely.
I think it's dropping what, like October or something like that.
October 11th.
Is that an online game though? Is that?
Yeah, it's gonna be online.
I think I might smoke you on that.
That's the only game I've been waiting for though. We've been waiting for a game like that though.
Like what?
Like open,
like the old world. Dragon Ball Z.
It's like
Tenkaichi, where you fighting in a tournament type shit.
Naruto or fucking Jump Force. You feel me?
I'm just gonna be the best in that shit too, bro.
Hold your breath, young fella.
Nah, bro. When that Undisputed drop?
That's what I want.
That's gonna be.
I think it drops around the same time as Fucking Zero.
Y'all gonna be getting punched in y'all shit a lot, bro.
I hope so.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm probably gonna wait on that because the mechanics. I mean, I'm just not buying it.
Yeah, you gonna get it late and be mad?
Then we already knocking shit.
Nah, because the roster on this ad, they don't have nobody. Y'all about to be playing with niggas y'all never heard of.
Yeah, the roster is gonna be ass.
Yeah,
you're not gonna put no old timers in there.
There's only a few, bro. Like Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali. Most of them niggas is any boxer with a big name nowadays. They gonna want an asshole full of money.
Are they gonna have Tank and Shakur in here?
No,
nah.
I don't want it.
Those niggas make too much money, and like they not doing it for the love. They doing it for the money. So they not gonna let the boxer game use their likeness if that game not paying them $50 million.
Yeah, I get you that. So they're going to have Floyd.
Bro, Devin Haney didn't want to be a part of the game because they denied him being a cover athlete. That's how you know that game going to be ass.
I don't know.
He wanted to be on the cover. They said no. And he said, all right, well, don't use me, bitch.
Why you keep playing with that Henny bottle, bro? You kind of reminiscing, bro?
Oh, shit. You see what stacking on top? Right.
No.
Yeah.
He built a heavy pyramid. Yeah, bro. Like, I just want. Oh, we could just get UFC. I just want a game that I can punch on your.
Oh,
man.
We can play GTA when it come out.
It's never coming out, bro.
That's why I wish we had something similar to Game Pass because Rico just been on fight night, but
you could just get an Xbox, bro.
Man, I'm gonna give in to what TJ wants, bro. We not doing it, bro. I will refuse to get a fucking Xbox to TJ, bro. Okay, I don't want it, bro. I get one, but it can't be for TJ, bro. We can't add about
it. It's gonna be for the game you want to play, bro.
He gotta get a PlayStation first before I get an Xbox, bro.
Why would I do that? Y'all don't got nothing I want to play, except for Spider Man. And God of War.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Look, when the eggs come out, I give you my five, bro. All right.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Yeah, all right, let's talk about this then. How y'all feel about like y'all line up for the next couple years? You think, like, for the next 2 years? How y'all feel about it? I got a couple games. You me? I got a couple games in there.
Y'all how excited? You know that shit, bro?
We're always gonna play the same games because you got an Xbox, bro. You know we gotta be on Discord because of you. It's like, you know that, right?
No, we gotta be on Discord because y'all.
No, you the one.
It's seven of us, one of you, bro. What are you talking about?
No, because PlayStation don't want to allow integrated party chat. That
we got Discord now, though. We got Discord now.
Look, now, Nick, we got Discord now. Shut up. Look, see, this is why I don't get it.
Lucky.
When I bring up the grimy shit that y'all be doing, y'all bring up every other excuse.
Bro, why not, bro? We the best.
Whoever said we wasn't grimy, bro? We're grimy, bro.
We're iPhones, bro. You got to get it together, bro.
Exactly.
Get it together, bro.
Up in the Android forever. Like, stop, bro. Change your life, please.
Y'all got games. Y'all got games.
How the fuck do I get in there, Munchie? You're pissing me off. Yeah, there it is. This thing is crazy.
Oh, man.
Yo, you can't make this shit up, bro.
Right, bro.
I still don't know how to do it.
Nah, for real, TJ, get that PlayStation, bro. If I get mad,
bro. Bro, y'all don't got no games, bro. Y'all niggas ass.
We got the same games you play, bro. You only play the games we play, so like, stop.
Actually,
you see, bro, they got a fucking he done unlocked a new level and shit. He can change.
Oh, how
y'all feel about that Call of Duty so far?
From what the new one?
Yeah,
that's coming out.
It's nothing gonna be different, bro.
Right? It's you the don't same think so? Game.
Same game.
I think the game going to be amazing. It's going to be the first year that Call of Duty. It's going to be the first year that Call of Duty has been under the Xbox production. It's going to be the first year that Treyarch is going to be working under Xbox and with Xbox to bring forward a new game changing system and Omni movement. I think it's going to be a game changer, bro.
I think that's what got me most interested, that Omni movement.
That Omni movement is crazy, bro. Yeah.
The fact that they're working with Xbox to create Omni movement.
Stop doing the Xbox.
Right, like, it's just keep on because the Xbox is an Xbox. Like, that's why, yo, the Xbox laser, for real, bro.
Did y'all ever think about Call of Duty was the best when it was getting treated for Xbox in the 360 days?
Well, we got Modern Warfare 1, so
factual.
Wait, which Modern Warfare are you talking about? Like
the Rebirth, Modern Warfare, the one we all love.
2019.
Modern Warfare 2, the OG one, is probably still one of my favorite Call of Duties. That and Black Ops 2. Like the best two they ever made.
I'm gonna say, like I said it before, we just talked about this last week. Mm-hmm. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2019 is kind of the best one ever, bro.
It's third best.
Stop lying, bro.
This nigga.
Stop lying, bro. Stop lying to yourself, bro. You want to live the past bad as hell. It's okay, bro. It's okay. All right.
2019. I mean, I was the shit in 2019
one,
so it's not like I was there.
So,
I was him.
Please, bro.
I was him.
Multiple wins. We was the best of the best when we played 2019, bro. Yeah, everybody was at their peak, bro. Everybody was at their peak, so.
For sure.
Now y'all just do me, so it's okay. All right. Let's, next.
Hey, y'all.
Nah.
Yeah, what the fuck you been at, dog? You slacking on shit?
I've
been looking at the corner of your ceiling. It was a spider up there.
That nigga recharged.
He was
sweet. Bro, spider breakdancing up there.
I gotta get some kind of bubble. Well, I gotta make my own shit, I guess.
Nah, but let's call it a night, guys.
Nah, for real, bro.
This is definitely talk.
We got more talk for next time. We definitely be back for more. This ain't going nowhere. We back. We here. We locked in. Not locked up.
Shout out to the followers. You feel me?
For sure.
Nah, shout out to y'all, bro.
Y'all the real ones.
This is my shout out to the team. It's good to be back,
sir. Appreciate y'all for having me on. Get locked in.
Yeah.
Finally, this nigga decided to not be Marty.
He was waiting.
He was thinking for that shit for long. That shit was marinating.
He was cooking that shit the whole time.
Hey, yo, no.
Hey, yo.
Nah, for real, bro. Like and subscribe to All in One Podcast, bro. Shit is great.
I said, y'all, anybody want to do that crazy, right? I don't know. Okay. Okay.
Rule the poke, he says. You all need to
say
that. This is going to be a parent.